Hello. Let's begin with a word of prayer, okay? Lord, we just come before you, and Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would just cleanse us and empty us. Lord, help us to forget everything we left behind, Lord, and to put our minds on you. Father, we just pray that, Lord, you would just come and fill us. Fill this place, Lord. Meet us here, Lord. Do the work you want to do in all of our hearts, Lord, this weekend. We just look forward, Lord, to your will being accomplished, Lord. We pray you bless this time of worship, Lord, and we just pray that you would be exalted and lifted up. We love you, Jesus. In your name, amen.
Let's all stand together. Are we ready to come and meet with the Lord? Come into his presence. He tells us to enter his presence with songs of thanksgiving and praise. So let's do that.
Come, now is the time to
see.
Hallelujah.
To be here. Well, you love our theme, Traveling Light? Yeah, I think we can all identify with that. It's going to be a great weekend. And we have a theme song called Traveling Light, and we're going to sing that for you. And then try and pick up the chorus. The chorus is really simple, and I'd love for you to join us on it.
I was stumbling over the load on my shoulders was the weight I carried with me every day. Crossing miles of frustration and rivers of raging, picking up stones that fell along the way. I staggered and stumbled down pathways of trouble. I was hauling all the souvenirs of misery. And with each step taken, my back was breaking till I fell. Chains of doubt and fear. And then with one word spoken, the locks were broken. Now he's leading me to places where there are no tears. Down by the riverside, I lay my burdens down and I'm traveling light. My spirit lifted high. I found my freedom now and I'm traveling light. Down by the riverside, I lay my burdens.
Wow, you guys are ready for this weekend. I mean, worship was beautiful. You guys had like your Sunday afternoon worship voices going already. That was amazing. So it's going to be a great, great weekend. Well, we are happy to be here. And on behalf of Denise and all the team, we want to welcome you to this weekend. We've been praying and organizing and preparing and anticipating for this very moment, actually since last summer. Actually, truth be told, okay, who was with us on last year's retreat? Just a quick show of hands. Okay, that theme was Sisters in Christ. Okay, like the week before last year's retreat, I get this email from Denise, headline, Don't Panic. And I open it, and it's the theme for this year's retreat. I'm like, you are killing me, girl, you know. But she'd heard from the Lord, and here we are, traveling light a whole year later. So praise the Lord for Denise listening to the Lord. Our heart is to see you blessed this weekend, refreshed and encouraged, growing in your faith, ministered to, and the goal is to come to a place of rest in the Lord.
Hi, I'm Gracie.
And I'm Faith.
Welcome to What Not to Wear.
Wear.
We are your friendly fashion consultants on spiritual attire.
That's right. And today we're going to offer some timely advice to a dear sister in the Lord.
Uh-huh. So let's bring her on out, see what the Lord wants to do. Burden debt. Come on out. Burden debt. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, she needs a lot of help.
Oh. Hi, Burden Debt. How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
You don't look fine, Burden Debt.
Sister friend.
Oh, you can call me Birdie.
Can we talk? What are you wearing? What is that?
Oh, this whole thing?
Hello?
Isn't that heavy?
Gee, I hadn't thought of that. Now that you mention it, it is a little weighty.
Faith, let's see if we can get her upright.
Hold on a second. Okay.
Whoa!
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now.
So much better.
But I think we can help you with that heaviness there.
That is, if you're willing.
Are you willing, Birdie?
I guess so.
All right. Okay, well, let's take a look at what you've got going on here.
Yeah, let's move you forward just a little bit.
Okay, wait. Just hold on a second, though. Forgiveness?
What's wrong with that?
Excuse me. Unforgiveness.
Oh.
I've been carrying that for years. What's the big deal? How am I unforgiving? I forgive everybody.
Really?
Well,
now, girl, you know how this show works. This is what not to wear. That is definitely a knot, and you know where it goes. Oh, what's this pretty box?
Oh, no, ooh. No, you not that one. You can't.
Well, now, wait just a minute. Let me get it open. You know, if you didn't put so much tape on, I probably could get it open. It's okay. Take it easy now. Take it easy. Let's see what we got here. Abuse.
Oh. No one knows I have that one.
Oh, Birdie, Jesus knows you have it.
No, you can't! Then they'll just get away with it!
What do you mean?
It hurts too much.
Shame. Guilt. Oh.
Birdie, those must hurt so much more. Let us pray for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
All right!
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he truly does give beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning.
Oh, you better believe it. Now, he's going to replace your spirit of heaviness with the garment of praise. And he loves it when we wear that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. What's that one?
Yeah. What do you got there?
Can I open this one?
Oh yeah, that's my money box. It's always empty.
Wait. No, wait. Though, because there is another one.
Oh, wait. You can't have that one. That has my credit cards in it.
Oh.
Oh, but they are all maxed out. So go ahead. But I can't live without shopping!
Oh, Birdie, it's okay. You can do it.
Okay, sweetheart.
Joy of the Lord is your strength, remember? Okay, now, let's just see what else has to go. Mm-hmm. Got a little something here, I think. Uh-huh. Yep. Just a minute. Let me get it down. Illness.
Oh.
How long have you been packing this brick around?
Now that you mention it, my back has been killing me lately.
I can't imagine why.
Well, I've been praying that the Lord would heal me. And I don't understand why he hasn't. I guess I just have to bear the burden.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Bertie. Honey, I can't guarantee the Lord's going to heal you, but I can guarantee if you put that in there, your load's going to be a lot lighter.
Yeah. And I think we ought to get rid of this.
Yes. And this one.
Yep. Got one right here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got another one.
Yep. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Turn around. What is that?
What's what?
Now, hold on now.
What is that?
Oh, that's nothing.
What is that?
Oh, wait. Stop. What is this thing? Gossip.
Ooh. Gossip? Me? I don't gossip, but my friend Blabette gossips about everybody.
Okay, burden debt. In it goes. Okay. All right.
Did you get everything? It feels a little heavy still.
Let's take a look. Hold on one second. Oh, wait. Fear.
Oh.
Yeah, a little, though.
I don't have any fears.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe just a few little concerns.
A few little concerns?
Pretty little.
Well, let's just take a look and see what the little concerns look like. Oh, that's not exactly what I imagined it to look like, Bertie.
You know, Burdenette, Jesus told us that perfect love casts out fear, so. Fear involves torment.
Torment! Yeah. Sure does.
Yeah, and I remember the one in 1 Peter 5:7.
Yeah.
Casting all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you.
Right, so cast already. Yeah. Now, there's just a little something I've been wanting to mention to you. It's about this.
Well,
you've got a little.
Bertie, you got something right there.
Yeah.
Worry.
Okay, now can we help you with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go for it. Oh, yeah.
Self-reliance? That explains everything.
It sure does. Get that in there. Okay, Bertie. Now the coat. Yep. Get that thing off.
Mm-hmm. Come on, girl, you can do it.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on there?
Ah! Not my chocolate, too!
I think she needs a quiet moment alone with the Lord.
I think so. Yep. Over there with our lovely assistant Hope and let her help you with your final transformation. Whoa! That was great!
That was awesome. Oh, did you see her face when she quoted 1 Peter?
Oh, I know. She was really getting into it. She even looked joyful.
Well, it's exactly like you said. The joy of the Lord is her strength.
Oh, yes! And you know what? Ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling within us. No wonder she bounced away like she had springs in her shoes.
I think she did.
But,
you know, she just looks so lighthearted.
Oh,
praise
she did.
God. I love to watch God work.
Oh, I do, too. Oh, I just love my job.
Yeah, you're good at it, too. I can't wait to see the new Burdenette.
Yeah, let's see if she's ready. Bertie, are you ready for the big reveal?
Just lost a button.
Are you? Are you now?
Ready?
Okay.
Oh, look at the new you.
Get out.
girl, you got a God glow going on.
You sure do. And look at those accessories. Joy.
Faith. I love it.
High five, Birdie. High five, girlie.
All right. So, okay, now, Bird and Dad, the final piece of your wardrobe, it's the only burden made especially for you.
That's right. Custom made
by Jesus himself.
That's right.
Just like he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
Yep. Okay, Hope, bring it on out. Oh, my.
Oh, it's so light. It's not heavy at all.
That's right. Well, that's it for this episode of What Not to Wear, sisters. God bless. And remember, one of you could be next.
Okay.
Oh, my back. The Lord healed my back.
Oh, praise
God. Oh, it feels great.
Hey, calm down, Bernie. We gotta go.
Oh, it feels so
gotta
good.
Go. Gotta go.
Is it on? That's my daughter rescuing me. Yay! Wasn't that cute? These girls are awesome. And, you know, I think this weekend's going to be a little bit like that skit. There's going to be some humorous moments. There's going to be some poignant moments. And there's going to be some transformational moments. Are we ready for that? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, real quick, before we dismiss for dinner, Tammy recited so beautifully our theme verse from Matthew 11. And don't you love the first word of that invitation, to come? And that's what it conveys to us. We're going to spend the weekend finding out exactly what that means. And I don't know about you girls, but I love getting invitations. And when you go to your mailbox and, you know, all your mail's kind of jumbled together, you can kind of tell mail that's not a bill and not a flyer. It's kind of an invitation or maybe a birthday card or something. They have distinctive envelopes. And even before I really get through my mail, I'm wondering, okay, is this for me? It's very selfish, but I'm like, is it me? Is it me? Who's it from and what's it for? Don't we kind of wonder those before we really even take a close look at it? But then you kind of start looking a little closer and a little deeper, and you look at the address and whose name is on the card. Well, if it says current resident, trash that. That's not a personal invitation. For me, if it were to say DY Cottage, it would probably be a business thing because that's my email. So if I've ordered something online or whatever, then I start getting a bunch of stuff in the mail that says to Die Cottage. Well, my husband's name is Dave and mine's Yvonne, so I know I've set them up so they can't really know who I am. But if it says Yvonne or Dave and Yvonne or the Cottage family, then I know that that's a personal invitation for me, so I can keep going. So then I open it and I think, well, what is this for? I'm being invited to partake in something, an occasion or a gathering, and the invitor values my relationship enough to ask me to participate and be a part of it. And I think that's an honorable thing, and we shouldn't take that lightly when we get invited to come to something. And then I look, who is this from? Do I know these people? Do they know me? If it's this time of year, is kind of invitation season. The graduations are coming, a lot of baby and wedding showers, and then wedding invitations. We're having a wedding boom at Vista this summer, and I heard Sherry Galvin's son just got engaged. Is that common? Well, now it's common knowledge because I just told everybody. Sorry. That should be a thing mommies tell. I'm sorry, Sherry. But you look and see, you know, what's the insignia? What school is it from? You look for the family name, maybe on a wedding invitation. And is it real? Is it authentic? Is it something I should take seriously? And I think as we go into this weekend and we really begin to look at this invitation in Matthew 11 to come, that we're going to find out that it is a very personal invitation, that it's an invitation to something amazing, and that the one who is inviting us is the real deal. He's legit, and he can deliver what he's promising in the invitation. So Janie and Holly are going to take us just on an amazing journey through God's word, and we're going to get to really explore what that's going to mean in our lives personally. And I want to encourage every one of you ladies. I know some of you are here very heavy laden, and some maybe a little lighter, but that God has something for every single one of you personally. So when you come back tonight, come back with your heart and your mind prepared and ready to receive from the Lord. All right? Everybody going to be ready for that? Okay. Now, as you came in tonight, can I have one of someone's bundle? Anybody? Oh, I'll take that one. You should have got one of these little bundles as you came in the door. If you didn't get one as you came in, make sure you get one on your way out. It is not a bundle of candy. I'm putting that to rest right now. We must have a reputation for passing out candy at this church. So what it represents is a little bundle of burdens. It's not very pretty. It has a little bit of weight to it. And we want you to carry this around with you, okay? It's not going to fit in your pocket. It's going to make your purse heavy. It's going to get in your way at dinner. And you might already be annoyed with it because it doesn't have candy in it. I don't know. But it represents a lot of what we're going to be talking about this weekend. And as the weekend unfolds and the Lord begins to minister and speak to your heart, you're going to come to a place where you're going to have had enough of this little bundle and what it represents. And then you're going to have a time of your choosing. It might be in a time of worship. It might be early in the morning, might be in the evening, might be when nobody else is even in this room, that you're ready to cast that little bundle of burdens away. And over here, we have a cross, the cross of Christ. We have a little trunk there. We just want to encourage you guys, when you're ready, when the time is right, and you're ready to unload the burden, to have a moment of casting, and to let it go in faith, and then move on, traveling light, okay? Now, you might want to be checking on each other if you're carrying your burdens. Now, I don't want to be the burden police all weekend, okay? And I know you could take this, and you could just take it back to your room and throw it in your suitcase and not deal with it at all. And that is something that we do with our burdens sometime. But I encourage you to take this little exercise of faith this weekend, carry it around with you, feel the weight of it, and when the time is right, cast it off. Amen?